This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
At the Mansion.
A place to spend my quiet nights. Time to unwind. So much pressure in this life of mine. I cry times.
Tomorrow, just outside Los Angeles, the remaining assets of Death Row Records will go on the auction block. Death Row helped launch a generation of West Coast hip-hop artists, including Snoop Dogg and Tupac Shakur. But Shakur was gunned down in 1996, and feuds broke out between the company's founders, Suge Knight and Dr. Dre. Then in 2005, Death Row was unable to pay a $107 million judgment awarded to a woman who contended that she helped found the company. Death Row Records was forced to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy the following year. Steve Grove, president of the auction company Cone Megabo, Grove said he expects bidders from around the country to converge on the auction for a chance to buy pieces of hip-hop history, including Suge Knight cigars and engraved cases, framed gold and platinum records, fitness equipment, even a model of an electric chair used in the Death Row logo and on some of its videos.
The most interesting thing really probably is the electric chair. Then also some of the paintings are, you know, they're rather bizarre and close to pornographic. Of course, the other thing that caught my eye from a dollars and cents standpoint are the hundreds of thousands of CDs in their original wrappings.
Grove says one potential bidder might be Wide Awake Entertainment Group, which just purchased the Death Row catalog for $18 million. Death Row has sold millions of albums worldwide. Wide Awake might bring Death Row back from the grave to sell a few more.
Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective. And before me better get touched, they have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man.